Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And one of our sponsors is the National Outdoor Show coming up February 21st, 22nd, Friday night, Saturday. We'll be giving away tickets today, two sets of tickets. And don't worry, the winners last week have not mailed your tickets yet, so you're not missing anything yet. But I will get those out this week. We've got some time off, finally. My goodness. Or at least a little break, let's put it that way. So we'll get all the mail out and keep rolling with that. So we'll give two more sets of tickets away today and two next week, and then everybody will have their tickets. And this is a great show. You'll hear the commercial here a little later. But also wanted to let you know, anybody that knows anyone who's taken a nice deer, whitetail, sika deer, or even a black bear in Maryland, the Bucks, Bears, Stags crew will be on hand to measure those animals for the upcoming record book in 2026 called Maryland's Finest. We've put out two editions already, the 2020, 2023, the most complete comprehensive records in Maryland so far. Not that everybody's in there, not that everybody that's killed a record book deer is in there, but we're as close as we possibly can. And as many as we've measured, there were over 600 measured between 2020 and 2023. And if you look at our Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags, you will see 7,300 people following the page and some beautiful animals that are taken here in Maryland. That's the purpose of Bucks, Bears, Stags, is to honor the animal and the management practices here in Maryland that provide us with such great game animals. I mean, big white-tailed deer and the unique sika deer and a healthy bear population and some big bears, and then recognize the animal, and that's what that's all about. So let's see what we've got here. I got a text. I assume that's from somebody I know. Yes, indeed. Hey, Glenn in Chestertown. How are you, Glenn?
Oh, okay, I guess. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Did you call in for the tickets?
Robin, okay.
Robin is, her eyes are getting a little better. She's got some adjustments to her medicine from this past week. So, you know, still battling, trying to get rid of some fluid. And that's the biggest thing right now. So her eyes are getting much better. They're not perfect, but they're healing up. The doctor said they're healing well, and she's going to keep monitoring the progress. So that's, she's seeing a little better, which is, you know, 20/70, I think, is where she's at right now, which is better than not being able to see at all. So.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so she's very happy with that, and hopefully she's going to be, you know, on the mend with the rest of it here shortly. That's, you know, that's where we're at. I can't say too a lot. You know, there's more going on. There's she's got another hematologist appointment this week. We don't know if it'll result in another transfusion or not. But, you know, she gets her blood drawn twice a week and being monitored very, very closely by one, two, three different doctors. So, yep. We need to get her back to normal, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes,
my eyes aren't the greatest either, so.
Yeah, yeah. How are you doing?
Okay.
Doing all right?
See, when good. I go outside, I'm still looking at down to the top of the grass. So
yeah, that's
to the top of the grass, you're doing good.
Rather than looking at the roots, you're right, absolutely. Sounds good. So, are you ready for the weather this week, the snow?
Doing without it.
A lot of people could. Looks like a couple inches might be here Tuesday, Wednesday, so just nasty wet weather. But we'll deal with it. I was in that, went all the way to, where'd I go the other day? Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, from Maryland, from Easton. I went all the way up there through Western Maryland, through Hagerstown, through Frederick, and the road, you know, the interstates were fine. There was no problem at all. But I mean, as you're traveling on 70, it's gorgeous country, and got stopped in a wreck up there at the top of the mountain between Hagerstown and Frederick, and right there at Route 40. And the ice on the trees was unbelievably beautiful, you know. But scary too, you know. You don't want to be in that if it's on the roads. Been there, done that. Used to, when I lived in Western Pennsylvania, I rolled a Ford van over on ice coming down a mountain. Whew, I can't even tell you the year, but it was late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have the pickle juice, and they didn't have the early warning and all that stuff. And I said, so should I go top the cross of the mountain to get home, or should I go down and go in the other way? And I said, I'll go in the other way. And I hit the downslope on a mountain and solid ice. And that van wasn't very stable. And rather than smash into the front of the tractor trailer coming up the other side, I tried to slide over to the berm a little bit, and when the wheels hit the berm, it just lost it, and I went over rolled 1.5 times, landed on the roof. That was no fun, but here I am.
Yep.
There I was.
You survived it anyway, I guess.
I've been in three rollover totals.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. One in a 72 Nova that flipped onto its roof. One in a 1970 Monte Carlo that a drunk ran off the road, and that flipped over on the roof. And then the van that went over. So, yeah, it was been an interesting life back there. No question. But there we are. So, but I want you to have a great week. Stay inside when the weather's bad, and you know, stay healthy. We like to hear that. We like to hear that when you call us and tell us you're looking at the top of the grass. That's very encouraging first thing in the morning. So, all right, buddy.
I'm sorry, but to get the general principle of what I give.
Yeah, I understand. You can look out the window and look down at the top of the grass, too, right?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Glenn. I will do that. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. Bye-bye. So if you want to win tickets to the National Outdoor Show, just simply call in, leave your phone number, leave your name and number, and at the end of the show, we'll draw two names for two sets of tickets. So, sound good, Aaron?
Sounds good.
All right, good. So you all know how excited I was for the primitive season and how prepared I was, the primitive deer season last Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. And I was able to make it down to Elliott Island Road. A friend had agreed to let me hunt Sika deer, recommended the stand, and you know, we talked about where I should go and all that, and so I said, look, I just would like to take a hind for meat. I love Sika deer meat. And he said, yeah, that's fine. No problem. So the stand is right on the edge of the marsh, and there's two shooting lanes. And so the feeder went off about 4 o'clock, which was great because sunset wasn't until about 5:30 or so, somewhere in that area. And I said, okay, well, let's see if anything happens, and wait. And finally, two little Sika deer came out, two little fawns of the year came out, and they were fat. They were really chubby little things, and they, you know, you could tell they were always first at the feeder, that's for sure. So they came out, and they circled the feeder a few times, and I filmed them and watched them, and I like to do that, you know, take pictures of them on the phone and stuff, and they were safe. They were just too small. Oh, they trotted off into the marsh, and like, okay, that's fine. Well, it's early. Let's see if anybody else comes out. And sure enough, another big one came out, and I said, well, okay, let's take this one, and that's why I'm there. And the other two came back, and they trotted around and fed a little bit, and I made my shot and knew it was a good shot. And the hind made it into the marsh. Just ducked down and dead run into the marsh, and I could hear it crashing through the marsh, splash, splash, crash, crash, and then silence, and I knew it was down, and I'm like, and there I was. And there I was. In the stand with the deer in the marsh. Well, fortunately, I had the forethought to dress in my chest waders, my neoprene chest waders, just in case that would ever happen. Get out of the stand. I know the deer is down. So I start into the marsh with nothing but my haul rope. And never had anything like this happen before. I've seen the marsh frozen. I've seen it frozen on top. I've seen deer cracking through the ice, you know, and that type of thing. The marsh was frozen, but on the bottom. Weirdest thing. I could not find a muddy track where the deer had gone into the marsh. You know, you normally see when they hit the marsh, you see this trail of mud and bubbles. Nope. Marsh was frozen on the bottom. So I didn't know if I was going to step on ice into the mud, through the ice and into a hole. I had no idea. So I was very cautious, and I had a good trail, had a good sign into the marsh, and I got, I don't know, 25, 30 yards in, maybe something like that, and lost the trail. I'm like, well, let me go back to the beginning. So plush, 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 back out to the original trail. Picked it up again, went back to, I had marks on three different trees that I marked and along the trail, and went back and started through again, and then went back to the final tree, and sure enough, the deer had turned and had really good sign, and I made another maybe 10 feet and looked, and there she laid in the marsh. And so getting through that stuff was challenging. You know, especially with a deer on a rope behind you, catching on everything. And I called my buddy and I said, I want to thank you for helping me learn how to track a sika deer in the marsh. And he said, that's great. And I told him what happened. He said, man, I've never had that happen. And I said, I know, it was pretty scary. And I said, you cannot grab onto the phragmitis and expect it to hold yourself up. He said, no, it's just a stabilizer. I said, not even that. When it's dead and frozen, it just breaks off in your hands. If you could just get a second to balance, you're in pretty good shape, especially with a deer, you know, on your waist, you know, pulling a deer out with your rope. It's a safety strap that was around my waist. But anyway, that was successful. I'll tell you about the whitetails after the first break. Let's see. There you were. There you are. Indeed. Oh, boy, look at the size of that thing. Oh, my gosh. Holy moly moly. Just got a great photo from Lee. His friend, fishing in his boat, caught a new tidal record yellow perch, 2 pounds, 4 ounces. 2 ounces bigger than the current state record. Congratulations, man. That's fantastic. We'll have to get that out on the air, that's for sure. And wait for your call, Lee. How about that? Hey, let's talk about backyard billies. I stopped to see him the other day and actually have Brian coming today. He's going to check out our flame height here on the insert. I mean, everything's working just fine. It's just the flame is not very high, and I'm a little concerned about it. So we don't have that big roaring flame, but we'll figure it out. But I happened to run into the Enviro rep while he was there, and he also reps a couple other products as well. He reps not only Enviro, but he reps this Modern Flames electric fireplaces. Gorgeous. And he said, you know, there's a lot of townhomes and stuff. You're not allowed to have a gas or pellet or wood, but a lot of folks like the look of these flames, and they are beautiful. These Modern Flames electric wall mounts and inserts and things like that. They're beautiful, freestanding. So stop by if you want something like that. And then he also is a rep for Grand Canyon Gas Logs. So rather than go the full insert route, if your fireplace works well, your flue works well, and you want that look and you don't want to, you know, carry wood, just get a set of gas logs. And if you've got gas coming into the house, you connect it and, you know, everything's remote control. And beautiful, beautiful, beautiful styles of logs, four or five different styles of logs. Look like, you know, quaking aspen or weathered oak or, you know, maybe even glow fire, the charred weathered oak. And they're beautiful, beautiful stuff. So if you stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, ask them for a demonstration of the Grand Canyon gas logs and then the also the electric stoves that are made by Modern Flames. Yep, very nice stuff. So all this is at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's right there on Kent Island. And what do we say? BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue if you're coming from the Bay Bridge. The exit says Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Exactly. So we also stopped at Clyde's Sports Shop yesterday, and Mr. Clyde happened to be in there. I hadn't seen Mr. Clyde for a number of months, so we had a nice conversation, and he was back there piddling around in the, you know, the mounts and rings and the gun room and all that stuff, and doing really well. So I was glad to see Mr. Clyde doing his thing, and we had a nice conversation. He said, "Now talk about our fishing sale, and we got all new tackle coming in." I said, "Yeah, I see it here in the boxes." And the fishing sale, if you want to check that out, that'll be March 14th for 10 days after that. But they're having a ugly stick weightlifting contest during the sale. Guess the weight of that the ugly stick is able to lift, and you can win. Don't know what you're going to win, but you can win. Let's put it that way. So why not stop by Shakespeare Rods and Reels, Fresh Fishing Line. I'm talking now. I mean, you know, and all the new tackle that's come in. As this weather gets better and warms up, you know, people will want to be going perch fishing and trout fishing and that type of thing. So they've got the live bait. They've got all the line and all the terminal tackle and everything you need for fishing and getting out there for sure. So why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, Baltimore. That number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The website's been updated. It's ClydeSportsShop.com. Clyde's has been around since 1957. Open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed. Welcome to the 78th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22 at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. The show opens Friday at 5 and Saturday at 9 a.m. Admission only $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in Muskrat Country. The heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. Savor local seafood delicacies, muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 21-22. See you at the 78th National Outdoor Show. Hey, for times and details, visit NationalOutdoorShow.org.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Now I thought the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream, went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when it called. St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone.
Now all right, down by Johnny Cash, how about that? Let's talk to Ray, Baltimore. Morning, Ray, how are you?
Good morning, Alan. Of course, best to you and Robin. It's hard coming on right and try to follow Johnny Cash, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I feel the same way every week.
Anyway, I wanted to tell these little funny stories, and it's called My Dog Can Fly, all right? But before I tell that, last week I mentioned Rancid Crabtree.
Yeah.
And, you wondered who Patrick McManus's characters were, and it just hit me earlier. The other one was Rich Sweeney.
Rich Sweeney, Sweeney and Rancid Crabtree.
And anyway, all these stories are funny, but they're true, and this is what happened. The dog that can fly. I like to bird hunt, and I love to fish, all right? And this was my bird dog, a little Springer, Skeet. And I was on my boat, and It was a fiberglass boat, a tri-hull, but open. It wasn't like a Boston Whaler or nothing.
Right.
It was open. And it had a 10 horsepower engine on it. And we used to fish. We'd go out at Rocky Point, and it'd be out around Hart Miller Island and things like that. And this particular day, it was not a good day. It was a little windy. And whatever made me do this, I was much younger then, and we went out past Pleasure Island. That used to be a resort at one time.
Right.
But we went out past there, and next thing you know, I was in the bay, me and the dog. And I thought, what made me do this? These waves are getting unreal here. And I kept thinking, I got to turn around. I got to get back. And the dog would would be on the front of the boat. There was a platform up there, and this little springer would be up there. And I'm hitting these waves, and I'm looking at the dog, and the dog is coming about 6 to 12 inches off the ground, springing back with every wave I'm hitting. And I was afraid to turn the boat around in that I would be swamped, that the waves would come over the back of this boat. I was scared to death, and I couldn't make my mind up. So my thought was, I'm going to accelerate this thing, and I'm going to turn around. So when I turn around, I'm ahead of the waves coming over me. And it was pretty fearsome. So as I accelerated the boat, we're hitting waves harder, and the dog is springing back and forth. And all of a sudden I look, and the dog is coming over my head. The dog sprung up in the air, and it's coming. It's landing behind me. All right, in the water.
That you drove underneath it. You drove underneath the dog when it jumped up, huh?
He's over top of me. I was underneath of it. Now I got.
When he sprung, you moved forward, and his jump took him over your head.
Top of me, okay. So now the dog is in the water, and I'm in this rough water, and I can't turn around.
Oh, boy.
I'm scared to death. You know, I'm looking life preservers right here. I mean, I know what I'm going to do. And I finally spring this boat around and accelerate it. And I thought, this is going to be a one-shot pass. And the dog is, I'm moving past the dog on the right. So it's my left hand hanging over there. And I grabbed the dog by the skin as best I could. And I didn't know I had that sprint. And flipped that dog, got back into the boat. And anyway, that was it. And I never did that again. And that was that. All right, so that's the story for
the
today.
The dog that could fly. Well,
my dog can fly. And what experience. I have a million of them, and I'll get to you next week.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that.
All right, we'll see. You have a good day.
I will. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate the story. Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent story. All right, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Well, if you'd like to hear how I ended up my deer season this year, I hunted Monday morning and had a good morning. I mean, I heard a turkey gobbler and I saw a pair of foxes chasing each other. And just, you know, it's just one of those nice mornings. No deer, but it was a very nice morning. And I don't remember, did I hunt Monday afternoon? I think I did maybe a little bit and didn't see anything. And Tuesday, the wind was right. It was a southwest wind on Monday, which is usually pretty good, but northwest on Tuesday evening, and I thought, oh, okay, here we go. So I picked a stand, and I thought, and I was watching, you know, I'd watched the cameras to see where some of the deer had moved, and they were moving on the north end of the property, and I thought, oh, we'll try the wind. So got in the stand, and I thought, okay. Well, it didn't take long. It was later in the day. It was like 3 o'clock, and there were two deer out in the field, and they were feeding along, and I recognized them as the two little fawns that I think were orphaned early on, and they weren't very healthy. They weren't very healthy deer, and they're not very healthy, and we've been watching them all season. But they continue to grow. They continue to eat, and they're still there, but I don't think they're that healthy. So I'm watching them, And it's not even sunset yet, I guess, and I hear what I thought was a squirrel, you know, behind me, crunch, 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 and I turn around, and by golly, there's a deer. Just what I'm looking for, a nice doe, nice big doe, meat in the freezer. Wasn't too concerned about, you know, waiting for the buck at this point, and I thought, well, let's see what happens. And that's for the first time this year since the deer stopped to take a bite of corn. Now, you know, I have the corn just to see what's in the woods, and you know, do a little inventory on what deer are there, which deer I'm going to pass, you know, which deer I'm going to watch grow, which deer. Well, there's a giant doe. This one wasn't it. So I thought, all right, there she is. 20 yards. Pulled the hammer back. Now, keep in mind, this is the same muzzleloader I used on Saturday. with success, loaded it on Sunday, pulled the hammer back, put a nice fine bead behind the front shoulder, pulled the trigger, pop, cap went off, number 11 cap went off, the gun did not. Of course it scared the deer. The deer ran out about 25 yards from where she was standing, looking all around like, what in the world was that loud noise? And then her three buddies who were on their way into the same location, they took off out through the field the other way, a little hedgerow in between us, and all I could do was laugh. All I could do was laugh. That's the way I ended my deer season. So because she was on the corn, I thought, well, maybe there's a picture. Sure enough, there is a picture of the deer just in mid-flight, springing at the sound of the shot away from me and away from the camera. So that's my memory. There I was. No deer. Don't know what happened. I'm going to get into that muzzleloader today. I'm going to see if the... I'm just going to see what happened. And I'm going to try to unload it without shooting it. I tried shooting it. I'm trying to unload it today without shooting it. I got a little CO2 compressed air thing to put on there and eject the ball from the barrel. Which, you know, it's called a dry ball. If you, if you load it and then put the powder in, or, you know, you have to get that ball out of there, you can blow it out with air. Back in the day, you used to take a CO2 cartridge in this little device and, you know, try to position it on there and blow the ball out the end of the barrel. But now they've modernized those things, and they are called emergency tire repair for bicycles. They come with a little trigger on them, a little push button. You have a CO2 cartridge that you screw into the thing, and then you fire it. So I went to the bicycle shop the other day, and the fellow said, yeah, that's the, I said, you have the kind with a trigger on it? He said, that's the old style. He said, I might have one back here on my kit, my tool somewhere. I'll give it to you. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. So they take the old CO2 cartridges like you use for a pellet gun or a BB gun, and I found some of those, and at Fishbones actually had some. So they fit. I will tell you that the whipped cream charger does not fit. Cartridge is too small. But the CO2 for the pellet gun, BB gun, that's going to work just fine. So I'll put that on the I don't know if I'll put it on the nipple or take the nipple out or put it on the clean out. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. That's why I said I'll get into it today. But we'll get that out. We'll figure out what happened, and, we'll just see. Powder could have got wet. Anything could have happened. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, Aaron, that picture I just sent you is that deer fleeing at the shot. It was after sunset, 5:46. So, hey, good morning. I sure will, absolutely. Ah, mercy. But since then, the deer have been showing up on camera. The four that were there, the one that fled, all came back later in the evening, and now the season's over. They're in peace. I just checked the camera for this morning. It's very interesting. Had a fox, had an owl on the camera. That's the fourth bird of prey I've had. I had an owl take a squirrel on camera. What else did I have this last night? A six-point buck, a doe. That's all this morning. You know, that's all this morning. I really enjoy the camera. I do. Oh, raccoons like crazy. Yeah. So, anyway, 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We look forward to hearing from you and getting in the contest to win these tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show. You heard the commercial earlier. And as I mentioned, we're going to be there measuring deer. If you've looked at Bucks, Bears, Stags on Facebook, you'll see that we've had some this past week, we had the new number two state record crossbow buck that was killed in Charles County, a tremendous monster, and a lot of points. We had a big bear on there. We had a second big bear, and cautionary tale on that for you bear hunters. The way a bear is measured for the record book is the cleaned skull. The skull is measured front to back and side to side with calipers, or, you know, you have what's called a bear box you can use, or some people use a square. But it's measured to the nearest 16th of an inch. And to make the national record book, Boone and Crockett, it's got to be 20 inches. It's got to be 21 to make what's called their all-time records. It'll stay a permanent part of the records. If it's under that, if it's 20, between 20 and 21, it makes what they're called their three-year book. It comes out every 3 years and then drops off. But we've had a number of Boone and Crockett bears here killed in Marion, many, many, as a matter of fact. The last two that we measured were Boone and Crockett. The last one that's on the Facebook page, fella killed it in Washington County, heaviest bear ever killed in Washington County, biggest bear ever killed in Washington County, according to its skull, 20 and 15 sixteenths. And despite being cautioned not to let this happen, unfortunately, the butcher cut the back of the bear's skull off. We don't know how much was lost. If it was a 16th of an inch, if it was a half an inch, if it was a quarter, we don't know. Whatever it was, that 16th of an inch that was missing, 16th of an inch plus, kept him out of the Boone and Crockett all-time records because he measured 20 and 15 sixteenths. You can't measure what's there. You can't suspect what was there. If it's not there, you can't measure it. So that's unfortunate. That's the fourth bear in the records where the butcher or the hunter has cut the back of the skull off and cost him precious sixteenths of an inch in the records. Too bad. All right, let's see here who's online. Yeah. All right, I just got a text from somebody. Aaron, is there somebody on the... oh, my goodness. All right, let's go to break. Why don't we do that? Let me tell you about our friends over there across the street at Spurry's Tire Service. Hey, Spurry's Tire Service. Man, it's time to get your winter tires on if you don't have them on now. Got snow coming this week, snow and ice again. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and L8 Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. And they do all the time, every day. A lot of work trucks in there, a lot of farm vehicles, even tractor trailers, triaxles, dump trucks, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, and they'll find any tire to fit your truck or car, no matter what it is, they'll find the brand. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make, any model. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine on the farm or in your backyard. If you've got a garden tractor and, the tires are worn out, you got them smooth, well, stop in there. They'll take care of you. Same way with farm vehicles and farm service and tractors and everything else. They do have a farm service truck or two that goes out during the season and takes care of the farmer's tires right there in the field. That's what they do. If you have a trailer of any kind, a boat trailer, utility trailer, landscape trailer, Spurry's probably handles more trailer tires than anybody else on the East Coast. How about an ATV? Side-by-side, four-wheeler, they've got the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair, too. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light or your tire pressure light comes on. They'll check all that stuff. That little wrench shows up, that little whatever icon shows up on your dashboard that means trouble. They'll diagnose that and fix it, too. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. You can stop by with no appointment needed and get your tires put on right away. No appointment needed for tires. Or you can call them and set up a service for, brake job or oil change at 410-822-7384. A website is spurriestire.com. Or you can call 410-822-7384 for Spurry's tire service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Ah, there's the horns. So, Aaron, who is on the line, my friend? Paul in Ellicott City. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, I heard the horn.
Yeah.
Is that what you're calling it, Alan, the horn?
Yeah, the horn.
By the way, talk about a good horn. I love the music you play. Do you ever listen to Willie's Roadhouse?
Yeah, I do.
On XM Satellite Sirius.
Yep, I do.
So then I'm sure you're a fan of Bob Wills.
Yep.
Yeah. He listened to the song, or if the folks like it out there, if they want to tune into, I've mentioned this the last time I called in, it's Everything Changes.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing Stays the Same or something by Bob Wills.
I pulled that up on,
I think I sent it to you.
I think you did. Hold on, folks.
Time changes everything.
Yes.
Right, and I'll tell you, that guy that he had in there, I guess the singer was Tommy Duncan, is that it?
My friend, I have no idea.
Singer for Bob Wills, but anyhow, the guy really sings, he has this thing that looks like a beat-up bugle.
Right.
But man, the sound that he gets out of that beat-up bugle, the reason I was calling, Alan, is, I mentioned, in the email, is your previous caller, what is that guy's name that tells these fantastic stories?
Ray?
Was it Ray that was just telling you about the dog?
Yeah.
He got snuck out in the middle of the day.
Yep.
He does tell the just remarkable stories. I can only imagine. Do you know him? Do you ever get to
have We've never met. Yeah.
I bet he's just like a blast to have a beer with.
I bet. Yeah.
So that's what I was calling in about is my only thing that and I, it really doesn't really quite match his, but I told you people, your guys, because once you can't go out in the field like you still are able to do,
right?
You only have stories and memories.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes they're the best in the world, but this one, I'll try and make it real quick, is up in Michigan, and it was in November. It's called the Shiawassee National Wildlife Refuge. You can look it all up, but it's a managed, I'm sure you'd love it. It's a DNR managed area. So what you did, what they would do is the waterfowl, the duck hunts, it was a lottery system. You'd have to show up at like 3 in the morning, and all the guys are there. And what you're doing is you're trying to get a spot, you know. And what we had with us, brought with us, is a canoe.
Right.
And we owned this Old Town canoe, and that thing was so heavy. It was one like, I don't know if you've ever seen or been in an Old Town canoe.
I know what they are, yeah, sure.
Anyhow, of course, my dad, had a neat paint job to him, and what he did is he painted that thing, only word I can describe is canary yellow.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, right, that was a good word for it, but that's right, wonderful wasn't the color you wanted to take out there.
Not for duck hunting, no.
No, and of course, this you talk about amateurs, there was so much wrong about my whole... everything that you just couldn't write anything worse because there we are in this yellow canoe. We were using Mossberg, so I was able to use a 3-inch shell.
Right.
And we thought we could hit anything, Alan. That's how foolish I was. I didn't almost know anything about duck hunting.
Right.
So there I am. I'm thinking you just go out there and if you see him in the air, you shoot him, you try and get it.
Right.
You know, that's very bad. That's very, it was so many things wrong. So anyway, here we were, real quick. One is we were on these, you were not supposed to be shooting from the dikes.
Right.
I think they call them canals or the. But you're not supposed to shoot from those access things like that. So what would happen is the ducks would go over and we'd see them. They seemed low enough and there we are. I'm trying to hit them. So what happens, we get out into the canoe, and we were trying to push it, and these things start to come over. And as he's shoving, I was in the end that he's shoving out into the water. And, of course, I'm wearing waders. And there I go. And when they flew over, Alan, both of us together, it almost looked like a synchronized torrent on like a battleship destroyer of the Iowa class.
Okay.
Both of those 12-inch barrels must have been synchronized to the point where when they both go over and these birds are flying over and at the exact same time, me and my buddy, of course, he's on the end that's at the shore end, and I was in the end that was in the water. Now, of course, it was out there 17 feet out there from the shoreline.
Sure.
So I was in about 3 feet of water, but still, the thing was is when we hit those triggers and that thing went, you know, it just like flipped.
Right.
Twisted, you know what I mean? So there I was in the water. Anyhow, it provided for a real miserable day.
It's November. Anytime you get wet, indeed.
Oh, right.
Hey, my friend, look, we're out of time. I've got to get these breaks in. So I appreciate it, Paul, and stay tuned. I appreciate you calling. All right. Aaron, why don't you play what you have to play, and if we have time to talk about backyard billies when you're done, I will, okay?
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
So I mentioned I was at Backyard Billy's the other day, and I talked to Bill. He was all excited about some of the things that he was showing me. One of the most exciting things was the chicken coops. He said, look at these chicken coops. I can get anything you want. Wheels, no wheels, 24 feet long, as big as you want. And he said, here's the catalog. And he gave me a catalog. He says, it's 60-some pages of chicken coops. And I said, that's fantastic. We'll talk about chicken coops. And dog kennels, too. I got a lot of dog kennels. I said, all right, buddy, we'll take care of it. So it was pretty interesting to talk to Bill about all the new heating stuff, and in particular the dog kennels and the chicken coops. So why not stop by this weekend, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, just off exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. It's going to get cold. You better go check out your options. All right, there's the music. Backyard Billy's. There's the music. Time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe. We'll see you in the next hour. We have Mike Luisi on from Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and we'll be back next hour.